Come sing a bell and bow, and to me pay attention. Don't ever fall in love, for it's the devil's own invention. Oh, once I fell in love with the maiden so bewitching, Miss Henrietta Bell, out of Captain Kelly's kitchen. Hey, toodle-oo-la, and me toodle-oo-la-dee. Hey, toodle-oo-la, and me toodle-oo-la-dee. Well, at the age of 17, I was apprenticed to a grocer, not far from Stephen's Green, where Miss Henry used to go, sir. Her manners were sublime, and she set my heart a-twitching, and she invited me to a hoolie in the kitchen. Hey, me toodle-oo-la, and me toodle-oo-la-dee. Hey, me toodle-oo-la, and me toodle-oo-la-dee. Oh, well, next Sunday being the day that we were to have the flare-up, I dressed myself quite gay, and I frizzed and oiled my hair up. The captain had no wife, Betty had gone out fishing, and we kicked up my life down below stairs in the kitchen. Hey, me toodle-oo-la, and me toodle-oo-la-dee. Hey, me toodle-oo-la, and me toodle-oo-la-dee. Oh, with her arms around me waist, she slyly hinted marriage. To the door in dreadful haste came Captain Kelly's carriage. Her eyes soon filled with hate, and poison she was spitting, when the captain at the door walked right into the kitchen. Hey, me toodle-oo-la, and me toodle-oo-la-dee. Baby toodle-oo-la, and me toodle-oo-la-dee. Well, when the captain came downstairs, though he saw my situation, in spite of all my prayers, I was marched off to the station. For me to take no bail, but to get home I was itching, and I had to tell the tale how I came into the kitchen. Baby toodle-oo-la, and me toodle-oo-la-dee. Baby toodle-oo-la, and me toodle-oo-la-dee. She did invite me, but she gave a flat denial. For assault she did indict me, and I was sent for trial. She swore I robbed the house, in spite of all her screeching, and I got 6 months hard for me courting. I'm a toodle-oo-la, and me toodle-oo-la-dee. I'm a toodle-oo-la, and me
over in Ireland, there are a race of people called the Tinkers. They're sort of like the gypsies. They wander around the byroads of Ireland. They make their living by mending pots and pans, stealing chickens, trading horses, things like that. But if you ever go to Ireland, be sure to keep away from them. For one thing, you'll get fleas. And for another thing, they're very prolific. So watch it. But anyhow, when I was a tinker in Ireland, I had some very strange things happen to me. Here's the story about one of them.